This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Why did you make fun of me at that moment?
We were fighting.
Yeah, but
we were having a spirited discussion. Even though we both agreed, we want him to play. We need him to play. If he doesn't play,
if God willing, and the creek don't rise.
If he doesn't play tonight, what does that line go to? They were 7-point favorites.
It goes to Pacers minus 87.
Doesn't it feel like that?
That's where it goes, yes.
Especially with Darius and the clown shoes. People didn't know about the shoes.
What was that commercial? It's got to be the shoes.
Explain.
It's got to be the clown shoes.
Explain the clown shoes. You can't, because if you just say he's wearing clown shoes, you're going to say he's called a clown.
He had to have custom orthopedic type shoes because they can't have his toe bend in a certain way. So that's why he was literally falling down trying to dribble, and he was stumbling over himself. He's wearing shoes he had never worn before last game.
I'm seeing a lot of stuff about when the
Browns... My mom always had me put my shoes on and run down to the end of the aisle and come back to see if they fit or not.
I'm seeing a lot of stuff about who the Browns and when the Browns are going to be playing in Jolly Old. We'll get to that coming up here once that news breaks. Some of that stuff, I think some people have put out some embargoed information, and they will deal with that on their own. I'm not going to do that, and neither will you. By the way, don't miss a moment of... Well, you can do whatever you want. I just assume you wouldn't do it. Yeah, I didn't mean to tone you can't do that. Folks, don't miss a moment from earlier in our show at any of our local shows. 92.3 The Fan. Click the rewind function on the Odyssey app brought to you by Montrose Kia. Choose click cruise at montrosekia.com to listen back to any of our segments from the past 72 hours. Going to be some interesting meetings later on for some folks out there. So as soon as that breaks, we'll get that to everybody about the Browns and some of the early schedule stuff, because the schedule is going to be coming out tomorrow. And you and I are going to be giving in calls to Jake Vault. You better
live
get on the call-ins. Schedule there.
I am.
You better get on the schedule.
I am. I'm
calling
locked
Jake at
in.
8:10. I plan on being off the phone at 8:11.
You are going to have game-by-game, minute-by-minute coverage of the schedule release tomorrow night, live here on Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
So, Spiro Dinas at 9:22. Kobe's job on the line. Guy who's about to be executive of the year. Well... He always seems to finish second, though.
Yeah. Well, like, we've been mopping up with all the regular season awards.
Steven Vogt is like the only guy who doesn't find himself in a crosshairs, at least not yet. Mm-hmm. They won again last night. They always find
a
way.
Another one.
Ben Lively's arm came off, and they still found a way to win the game.
By the way, we've had an amazing Coach of the Year run in Cleveland. We are, like some cities, the city of champions.
The city of coaches of the year.
We are the city of coach of the years. Stefanski in 20, Francona 22, 23 Stefanski, 24 Vogt, 25 Atkinson.
It's amazing.
In this decade, we've had the most coaches.
We had to have.
So we have coach of the year, and now we're about to have executive of the year. Has that been confirmed yet or no?
No.
So we could have executive of the year, and that executive of the year, if they lose tonight, I'm telling you, there's going to be people calling tomorrow to fire his ass.
Yeah, which we gotta be fair, right?
Now I gotta go back and look. I gotta be fair. Going, okay, Ken, who would you have taken at that time? Yeah.
Well, what's so interesting about, well, people don't know executives anyway, and you know it's hard because a year ago, you know, I was like, man, can we really bring this back? And then not only did they bring everybody back, they were one of the best teams for most of the season. This year, they were either the best or second best. right? I know that's regular season, but that's, you know, all we had for evidence. But the thought was that this team was so dynamic offensively that defensively we would be able to turn it up. You add DeAndre Hunter, not to mention you got Ty Jerome playing at the level that he was playing all season long and in the Miami series. Like, this was looking like a pretty special group. So what changed? How did we get here in such a short period of time where we were flying at an all-time high after the Miami series? It was the most lopsided
because
series in the history of the postseason.
This team is not physically ready for the postseason. There's just no other way around it, man. And some of this stuff is bad luck. So, I mean, DeAndre Hunter going Mick Foley underneath the rim, that was an unfortunate instance. But, man, I got Donovan dragging himself around. Tweaks here, tweaks there. Darius's toe, that's a serious issue, man. I know it's a toe, so it doesn't seem serious. It's like, oh, you got a corn. You get out there. Like, no, it's a serious issue if he's got to wear those bigger shoes so he can have a little bit of extra room there so he can run around. You know, these injuries, Evan Mobley with an ankle, I think that he's really hobbling, and I think that he's just getting, I think he's getting the shot and going out there and trying to do his best. I commend him for it. But I'm telling you, man, like, there's something there that plays where they just are not physically ready for the punishment of what the postseason is. Indiana was in a wrestling match of a series against Milwaukee.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
The Knicks that have, I mean, they, you talk about iron sharpening iron. The Pistons took a bite out of them like crazy to the point people want Tom Thibodeau fired. And here they're on the cusp of going to the Eastern Conference Finals over the Boston Celtics. People thought the Celtics would mop the floor with them. And hey, you can say what you want to about Jason Tatum, slow down. You can say what you want to about Jason Tatum being hurt. They came back from, what, 17 down last night, 14 down last night? Jalen Brunson, we know from experience, he's got the dog in him. And they're a tough basketball team.
Incredible.
And here we are kind of
winning away from
it again. That's
incredible the Knicks are this close to going to the Eastern Conference Finals.
So Kobe's job, I'm not going to wake up. I do not believe I'm going to come in here tomorrow at 6 a.m. If they lose tonight, I hope they don't. But if they lose tonight or they lose in game six, whatever, I am not going to come in, I don't believe, and say Kobe needs to be fired. I do think his job needs to be examined. But I think that about it. I think that Andrew Barry's job needed to be examined.
What is it that...
You know, if the Guardians were to have a bad run, I think that, yeah, Chernoff's job would have to be examined. They don't have a bad run, so there's no reason to examine his job. But you get what I'm pointing out here.
Yeah, I totally get it. I kind of went after Kobe a year ago. And this year...
Two years ago. Yeah.
2 years ago. And then last year, the way that Orlando series unfolded, you know, I was wondering... This Darius Donovan thing, it's proved to win a lot of games. They seem to mesh so well together, and it just fell apart at the end. But you played Boston and you were injured at the end of last season. You wanted a fair shot to where you were healthy. And now we're talking about injuries again, because we still don't know. It's supposed to be a game time decision for Donovan Mitchell between a calf strain and an ankle, whether or not he's going to be able to go. Last time we saw him, he went down on the floor with a non-contact injury. Okay, I don't know what to do with all that information. So I have to give him credit. Like, I gave Kobe a ton of credit because I would have shaken things up maybe in a big way last year. He didn't, and then they go in 64 games. So now we're in the playoffs, and now we're talking about the team totally differently again than we did all season.
Well, I've given him credit for his patience because, again, there was a prudent move to make when you could get Donovan Mitchell. What other superstar were we going to be able to get to put this thing over the hump? Because I think that he was truly up against it, Kobe was, before he made the Donovan Mitchell move. Then he makes the Donovan Mitchell move. That buys him a little bit of time to put his moves together. But now you have, yes, an undersized backcourt. Darius Garland was taken early. Again, who else am I going to take? I had one person on social media, and I'm sorry, buddy, I had no idea who the hell you were, who said I knew they should have taken Tyrese Halliburton instead of Isaac Okoro. Okay, well, no one was saying that at the time. I am not a big fan of Isaac Okoro and think they probably should have gotten better, but did I say it then? I didn't. So what would I have done? Because there's been plenty of things that I would have done that Andrew Berry wouldn't have done. I can't say what I would have done other than what Kobe Altman has done. And plus, I don't have a lot of faith. I hadn't had a lot of faith when it took 11 days for Kobe Altman to speak after the season the one year.
Oh, we were crushing it.
But I didn't have any faith that they would find somebody better. So it turned into an argument for him to keep his job.
Look, they fired Bickerstaff. They come in, and then the team seemed elevated with Kenny.
Yes.
They built a team that had all-time great shooting, a defensive player of the year, a sixth man of the year candidate, and Donovan Mitchell was looking like a top five player in the NBA.
Yes.
All of that is about to get erased if this goes south tonight in literally five games, in a week and a half.
216-474-0092. What's on the line tonight for the Cavs? Is Kobe's job even on the line? Spiro Dean is going to join us at 922. We're paying attention to the NFL schedule. We might have some releases coming here very shortly.
Yeah, we know all sorts of Philadelphia Eagles games from
They've
October to December.
On NFL Network,
how exciting.
They confirmed ours on NFL Network?
Yeah. It will be, this according to Pelissero, but I've got it on up here too. It will be against the Vikings in London, October 5th.
Oh, boy.
9:30 a.m.
Here we go.
Although we hit the breaking news.
Vikings also play the week before.
In London?
In Dublin against the Steelers.
Oh, that's where. Play the Vikings in London again. Already played the Vikings in London.
Here you go.
Breaking Browns news. Hot. Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
According to Daryl Ryder, Browns beat reporter 92.3 The Fan. Browns Vikings, October 5th in London, now official NFL running back, the 2016 Classic between the teams. All right, now I'm going to be defensive of the game because Daryl's taking pot shots at that game. Browns were up at halftime in that game, am I not mistaken? Weren't they up? See, all it takes is Daryl to say something, and I'm going, you know what? Now I agree with it a little bit more. Taking his pot shots. Leave it to Justin Bibb, Daryl. Stop taking pot shots at the London game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.